how can we take a human strategy and apply it to the AI that Google has to help you find new people? And the way to do that is by building what are called custom audiences. These custom audience segments inside of Google tell YouTube and tell Google who your ideal client is. And so you can target people based on websites they've been on in the past, things that they're searching for on YouTube and Google, descriptors that identify who they are.
Are you ready to hear business stories and learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and level up your business from awesome CEOs, entrepreneurs, and founders without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresh values your time and is ready to share with you the valuable info you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Alaric Hegg. Alaric, it's great to have you on the show.
Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it. I'm excited.
Yes, I'm excited as well. You're doing so many awesome things. So before we jump into talking about all those awesome things, I wanted to read a little bit more about Alaric so you hear about what that is. Alaric is a YouTube ads expert and the founder of Ad Outreach. He has been on YouTube for over 12 years, first growing a YouTube channel to over 500,000 subscribers. Over the last 7 years, Alaric has taught thousands of entrepreneurs and business owners how to grow and scale their businesses using laser-targeted YouTube ads. Collectively, Alaric has helped his clients generate over $200 million plus in sales from YouTube ads and scaled his own business to over eight figures. And I absolutely love Alaric and all the awesome things that he's doing. I really caught wind of like his story and how he started when I think he was age 4 or 5 years old, recording videos just around his family, and how he just really took that ball and kind of ran with it. And I really was motivated by one of the pieces of advice that he gave. And he talked about the power of alignment and how impactful that is when you have that for your clients, your team, and yourself. So it's not just YouTube ads, it's overall business knowledge and information we're going to get from Alaric today. So Alaric, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
Absolutely. And thank you so much. Yeah, I'm really excited. This is great.
Yes, absolutely. So I know it touched a little bit upon like how you got started. What I want to do is rewind that clock back. Take me through a little bit more of what I call your CEO story.
Yeah. So I started out, I was filming videos, like you said, when I was very young, taught myself how to edit with back in the old days of Adobe, all the discs you'd have to upload and stuff like that. Taught myself how to edit at 9. And then when I was 12 years old, I actually created my first YouTube channel, very early days of YouTube. This was back in 2009, created a YouTube channel, teaching people how to use their iPhone, tech tutorials, app reviews called AppFind. And the channel started to take off. People started watching it. I was reviewing the best apps. I was helping people learn how to use their new iPhone or iPod. And the channel ultimately really started to grow quickly and grew to over 500,000 subscribers. I remember grew hundreds of thousands of subscribers throughout high school and college. And about 8 years ago, the channel was really growing. I had hired a video editor, script writer, business development person. And I was in college at the time. And I remember there was a particular social media app. They had hired me to do a promotion. And I promote their app on the YouTube channel. I get a bunch of downloads. This is great. How can we get this video that you made about our app in front of more people? And they originally wanted me just to publish the same video the next day. But I had to tell them it didn't really work like that. You can't just post the same video to the same audience twice and double the results. But what if we could reach new people, a new audience, by taking that YouTube video and running it as an ad? And this was 8 years ago, so not many people really knew about YouTube ads. YouTube ads were in its early phase. And so they're a little skeptical, but they agreed to it. We took a $500 budget, and in 1 week, we got over 11,000 users to sign up for their app, just promoting that video to more people. And so they were blown away. They called me up, and they said, hey, Alaric, like, we want you to drop out of college, fly out to Silicon Valley, join our team. You can run all the YouTube ads. And it was a tempting offer, but I turned it down because I had that entrepreneurial drive, the CEO drive. I'm sure everybody here listening and like yourself. And so I said, you know what? I want to build this myself. And so that's when I created Ad Outreach about 8 years ago. Originally, it was YouTube ads for mobile apps. And then within a little less than a year, I realized that there was way more out there that I could market with YouTube ads than just apps. I started marketing a variety of different businesses, expert-based businesses, coaching, consulting, course companies. Then there's e-commerce products and SaaS companies and a wide variety of different businesses that we started helping with YouTube ads. And that's where we scaled up from there. After I was done with college, I got offices back in. I used to live in Massachusetts. Now I'm out here in Austin, Texas. We ramped things up and grew our team. And Now we've definitely proud to say we've helped thousands of clients leverage Power YouTube Ads, and we're just getting started.
Yeah, I love that you're just kind of scratching the surface and doing so many awesome things. So could you take us through a little bit more on how you're working with your clients, what that process looks like, how you're serving the clients that you work with?
Yeah, so the majority of our clients, we have a done together process, which we found works really well to get our clients the best results because it's a hybrid. So oftentimes out there, there's kind of like two main areas. People either do it all themselves, they might invest in a course or learning something, or they might hire an agency to do it all for them, but then it's handed off, right? Like this important part of their business is handed off. And so while we do have course trainings, we have some select clients we're running ads for, the majority of our clients are more of this hybrid type of client. It's a done together process and more of a consulting process where we come in and we understand the client's business and we map out a game plan and strategy and help them implement YouTube ads into their business. So we've got copywriters on our team that will write the scripts for our clients. They'll write out exactly what to say and do on video. We are, of course, helping them set up their ad campaigns, make sure they've got the right videos, go into the right funnels, helping them target those campaigns. We've got some software that we developed in-house that does AI ad targeting with YouTube ads called Keyword Search. And I can talk more about that later, but we basically built all of that in. And then what we do is we get our clients ready to launch and we help them launch their campaigns, making sure all the I's are dotted, T's are crossed. And then as they launch, we empower them and their team to know how to run the ads long-term. So we're essentially helping somebody on their team, whether it's a marketing person, a media buyer, even an operations person on their team, understand how the campaigns work. It's done in their ad account and we're empowering them to be able to have these be their marketing powerhouse long-term. And so we found working together, because they, our clients know their business the best, their ideal client. We know YouTube ads the best and marketing. So we combine that together to get them the best results.
That makes so much sense. So you might have already touched on this, but what would you consider to be what I would like to call your secret sauce? This could be for yourself, the organization, or a combination of both. But what do you feel sets you apart and makes you unique?
So I think the big thing that sets us apart is we've been on the cutting edge of developing YouTube ad strategies for quite some time. And what we have developed is what we call our alpha AI targeting strategy. So why alpha AI? If you take a look, there's this concept in the stock market. I'm sure you're familiar with it. It's seeking alpha, achieving results that are better than the average. And so the average return, that's S&P 500, right? So it's like basically in the world of stock market, the average return is that. In the world of marketing and advertising, the average return is just using some of the baseline audience targeting that you can do inside of Google, inside of YouTube. So you could target people that are in the market for advertising or in the market for weight loss, right? And that's a pre-built audience that Google has. But what you can do is if you want to achieve better results, you could train the algorithm. The world of stock markets, the best way to achieve alpha results is to have an algorithm that's trained by human. They're called quants, right? How can we take a human strategy and apply it to the AI that Google has to help you find new people? And the way to do that is by building what are called custom audiences. These custom audience segments inside of Google tell YouTube and tell Google who your ideal client is. And so you can target people based on websites they've been on in the past, things that they're searching for on YouTube and Google, descriptors that identify who they are. And you're essentially building these out and targeting people based on that. And one thing that we've done is we've gotten really good at that. We've also taken that, bottled it up, and put it into a software, Keyword Search, keywordsearch.com. And that's an AI ad targeting software I've been working on the last 3 years. Even before AI was big here. Basically, the way that this software works is people just describe their business, they click generate, and it'll go and find all of the different related search terms on YouTube, on Google, websites their ideal clients might be going on, channels they might be watching, and then you can use those to target those ideal clients and then sync them to Google Ads. And so that's the type of process that we help our clients implement that come and work with us hands-on. And it's also something that people can get access to when they use the software as well.
Nice. I absolutely love that. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit. And I want to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So this could be like an Apple book or even a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
So one thing that I think really makes me more effective and efficient and the whole company and organization as a whole is really streamlining all of our tasks and everything that we're looking to do into very clear, what are called OTAs, something that one of my mentors, Alex Sharfin, really guided me in is these are outcome, transparency, and accountability, right? So what are we looking to do? What needs to happen? And then who's going to be accountable for this? And then really spreading that out across the entire company. And so we build those out and what we've essentially done is really systematized our overall company, all projects, all initiatives, all tasks that need to get done we've mapped all of that out. We use Notion. I know other companies will use Asana, they'll use ClickUp, some of these other softwares. I love Notion. We've been using that for quite some time. And so essentially, we've created a full systematized process for everything that we do. And what that's allowed us to do too is really cut the time that we've had on meetings, not even in half, but honestly, by a factor of four. We used to have way more meetings than we have now. And the way that we've cut that back is by actually making sure that we have streamlined processes for everything. Now, what I can tell you is the reason a lot of companies don't do this is because it takes time to build this. But once it's built, it's going to serve you. So essentially what we did is made a living, breathing handbook. But instead of a handbook that nobody ever opens, it's actually a series of tasks and to-dos that everybody's constantly looking at, either based on recurring activities or new projects and all the different details within a project that needs to happen to get it done. Otherwise, what we found, if we don't have this, then we're spending time on meetings. Having a database has been incredibly valuable as a CEO. And it also gives me a lot more visibility on what's getting done and what's not getting done.
Yeah, and that's absolutely huge. So what would you consider to be a little bit more of what I call a CEO nugget? This could be like a word of wisdom or a piece of advice. I often like to say it might be something you would tell your favorite client, or if you happen to do a time machine, you might tell your young business.
So I think the big thing to focus on is to remember what, like, the best rocket fuel that's going to allow you to strive and achieve your goals is really looking at the impact that you're able to create on your clients, on your team, and on yourself. Like a triangle, right? You got your clients, that's your North Star. You want to make sure you're supporting, empowering your clients and getting them the best result. And then what you also want to do is make sure that you're aligned with your team and your whole team, what's going to be the best for them and your company. And then aligning with yourself as an individual and what's going to be the best for you and the other people around you. And so ultimately that alignment of success, your success is going to be aligned with the company and the team's success. It's going to be aligned with the client's success. And when all of that comes together, we're seeing the best success across the board. And the best thing, the best rocket fuel, got this, you know, rocket behind me here, is really seeing the impact that you're able to create. Like, our mission at Ad Outreach is to empower businesses to amplify their impact and create a ripple effect on the world. I believe that marketing is much more than just us putting numbers into a spreadsheet or into Google Ads or YouTube Ads or whatever it is. It's actually connecting people with the companies and the products and services that they need that's going to better their lives, better their businesses, whatever it is that they're happening to look to do. And so by us going out and helping facilitate more of those connections, it's creating a positive ripple effect. And so really grounding yourself on that as a CEO, why do we do what we do? And what is the mission that's going to inspire the team, right? More than just metrics, more than just money, more than monetary goals. What is the real deeper why and mission? And that's something that I would really encourage all of you as the CEO nugget. And also, it's always been a part of what we had, but I think if I was to go back, I would tell myself to focus more on it earlier on.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. So now I want to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And our goal is to have different quote unquote CEOs on the show. So Alaric, what does being a CEO mean to you?
So I think being a CEO means to me is really being that steward for the company's mission, the core values, and ensuring that your company is really aligned to see the best success. Like I talked about, the alignment of impact, being aligned to see that success for your clients or customers or whatever happens to be, for whoever you're selling, right? But for your clients, aligning the success of your team and also the success overall of your business and yourself as the CEO. And so when you align all of that together, that's when you're going to be able to create the biggest impact. That's going to show true success as CEO. I think too many CEOs focus on one or the other. Obviously, there's the classic example that everybody sees, which is the CEOs that focus on themselves or just focus on the business, maybe at the expense of team or clients. But there's also those that maybe just only focus on the clients, but they don't take care of them, the team or themselves. And they might be providing the best service, the best product ever, but they're not asking themselves, how can I invest in marketing to grow? How can I invest in my people? How can I pour myself into that? How can I actually make sure the company is profitable enough to be able to scale and then impact more people? Because impacting 10 clients or 100 customers profoundly is great, but what if you could do 1,000 or 10,000, right? And so all those things are not, you don't want to just focus on one, you want to align all of them together. Focusing on your clients, providing the best products, services, solutions, whatever it happens to be that's going to empower your clients, make them the most successful in whatever it is that you do. Focusing on empowering and leading your team, because that's your responsibility as a CEO. You are the leader and you're the leader of that team. It's also, you're responsible for holding the mission, holding the vision, the values. And then also you have a responsibility as CEO, and some forget this because a lot of people I've seen dive really deep into clients and the team, but you have a fiduciary responsibility to see the best success for your company, right? To make sure that you have those healthy profits, that you have the ability to grow, have the ability to scale so you can persist and grow long-term. And so you got to focus on the company health as well. When you focus and align all of those together, that's when you're going to see the best success.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. So what I want to do now is pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional that you can let our readers and listeners know. And of course, how best people get a hold of you, find about all the awesome things you and your team are working on.
Absolutely. So you can find me on all the different social media platforms, Alric Heck. Of course, I post a lot on YouTube. I also want to give a gift for everybody who is on here. If you're interested in YouTube ads, how you can grow and scale your business, I've got a gift. It's our $200 million YouTube ad strategy PDF, 19 pages, walks through step-by-step completely free on how to run and scale YouTube ads. You can go to adoutreach.com/gift. You'll also be subscribed to my weekly Marketing Minds newsletter, where every week I'm sharing the best strategies that's working the best for us right now with not just YouTube ads, but overall marketing strategies and principles I've used to grow my business. So the software is keywordsearch.com, and you can go and sign up for 5-day unlimited free trial. So it's actually a fully no filters there, free trial to do some audience research for your YouTube ads and sync those audiences over to Google so you can start running those ads.
Awesome, awesome. And again, to make that even easier, we're going to have links and information for that in the show notes as well, too. Thanks so much. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thanks so much. You too.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast, powered by CB Nation and Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Want to level up your business even more? Read blogs, listen to podcasts, and watch videos at cbnation.co. Also, check out our I Am CEO Facebook group. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless Jr. Thank you for listening.